Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Left fielder going back, looking up. It's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minersagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth. Doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College. And now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left. Janika Mason holds the ball. And your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Thursday afternoon and welcome to AM 800 KREI live from Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, where the MAAA semifinal matchups are set to go underway. Our first of the doubleheader tonight will feature the Valley Catholic Warriors, coached by head coach Nathan Gegg, and the Central Rebels, coached by head coach Ronnie Calvert. The Valley Catholic Warriors come in at 25-2 on the season. The Rebels are 10-10. And believe it or not, two on the season. That's right. You heard it right. They have two losses. Will Cheshire alongside Chad Speaker with you for the doubleheader of the semifinals with a trip on the championship game in the MAAA tournament on the line tonight. A matchup of two teams who have not faced each other yet this season. They had a game earlier this year scheduled. It got rained out, and things did not work out to where they had the opportunity to get that rescheduled. So this will be the first time both teams are playing each other. Central, how they got here? Well, they have come here on 2 1-run victories, narrow escapes, including a 3-2 victory over Valley Caledonia, the 12 seed. Central comes in as the 4 seed. They got to host those games in the opening matchup and a narrow 5-4 victory over the Potosi Trojans in their second game to get here and win their pool. For Valley Catholic, a little bit of an easier road, but not by much. Faced a tough pitcher in Frederictown on their first matchup, which they won 5-2. Brennan White was on the hill for Frederictown. And in their last game, they defeated West County 7-1, and that brings them here after winning their pool. This is the gold part of the bracket, the champions bracket, you should say, as a winner. Once again, as repeated before, we'll go to the MAAA Conference Tournament Championship games. Got a chance to talk to both head coach Gegg and Calvert of Valley and Central, respectively. When we come back on this short timeout, we'll have an opportunity to catch up with them, and then we'll follow up with the lineups as we get set to preview the first matchup in the semifinals of the MAAA Conference right here on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
We're back on Regional Radio, where we're set to give you your starting lineups for the action of the MAAA semifinals for the Central Rebels. Their lineup is complete. Leading off will be Nick Haney. Haney is playing in left field. Holt Mayberry will be the shortstop. Mayberry has been the shortstop all season long, done a nice job. Drew Jaco is your center fielder, batting in the three hole. Kenan Johnson cleans it up, hitting a fourth. He's your first baseman. Tanner Smith is your third baseman. He's hitting in the five hole. Jace Bland is hitting sixth in right field. Dylan Mannion is the starting pitcher on the mound, coming off of a nice performance. We'll get to that a little bit later. And Garrett Bowen is behind the dish, calling, helping Mannion on the mound with balls and pitches thrown. And then Cole Murphy running out that nine. He's going to play a second base for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They'll have Garrett Jagers. He's at the center fielder batting a leadoff. Nick Oberle, shortstop, batting second. Connor Bosler, the ace on the mound, will hit in the three hole. Cleaning up is Cole Wood, the catcher. Chet Meyer will be your first baseman. Chris Loida is your third baseman. Jacob Beezer is your DH. Brendan Samples playing in left field. And Tristan Rollhouse will be the man playing in right field to round out the outfield. That is a quick look at your lineups. We'll have more on that, but first we'll take a short timeout and get to those coaches' interviews coming right up here on AM 800 KREI.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Joined now on regional radio by Coach Nathan Gegg of the Valley Catholic Warriors, who come into this game at 25-2 in the semifinals of the MAAA Conference Tournament. Coach, just how have you assessed the play of your guys so far into this tournament?
Well, we've done what we needed to do to get here. And, you know, any tournament that you're in, you know, if your goal is to win the tournament, which that is our goal, obviously, then you got to win the first two, and we did that. You know, it wasn't the prettiest things. They weren't the greatest games, but at the same time, I thought we got better in both games. You know, we saw a really good pitcher against Fredericktown. Brennan White's really good. He really is. And but we were able to score just enough. We played solid defense, and Nick threw great. Tuesday against West County, I thought we were a little flat. I don't know if we – I'm not sure what happened there. But, you know, we haven't played our best, but we're here. And so we take that as a positive, not a negative. And so we're ready to go.
Coach, you talk about how you're real aggressive on the base pass. Got a lot of guys who are capable of kind of running on their own. Is that something we can expect to see tonight?
I would hope so. You know, if we get the guys on, we're going to move them. You know, we got a stiff breeze blowing in. You know, the ball ain't going to carry, so you better be ready to play small ball and do what you got to do to move runners over and get them in. And that is always our intention, and we're going to do it again today if we can.
Throwing your ace, Connor Bosler, tonight, was that always kind of the plan, was to kind of survive pool play without having to use him and be able to use him in the semis or the championship?
It was, yes. You know, he threw Thursday against St. Jen, so he wasn't able to pitch Monday. And Tuesday, you know, is full rest, but we thought Chris could tackle West County. And so this just kind of lined up well for Connor. And, you know, we had the utmost confidence in him and for him to win this game.
He's coming off a week's rest. I know that you mentioned just how big of an impact is that going to play and how fresh is his arm going to be?
I think that's huge, actually. You know, anytime you get a full week in between starts, I feel like that does nothing but help. And he's looked great all week, and I've been asking him, you know, how's arm and everything's going, and it's always the same answer. Feels great, 100%. And so we expect him to be full bore today.
Going against a kind of a scrappy Central Rebels team, what do you expect from them today, and how do you expect to counter it?
Well, you know, Coach Calvert does a great job over there, and they're always seem, you know, they're I don't like using the word pesky, but they battle at the plate. They don't go down easily. They spray the ball to all fields. You know, they're not necessarily all pull. You know, they're going to put the ball in play, and they have good speed at the top. Kind of table setters, if you will, and then the middle of their order, the Jaco kid and the Johnson kid are both very, very good hitters, and so we have our hands full today. And then pitching wise, they throw strikes. I don't think they walk anybody, and they're gonna make you earn everything you get, and so it's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be a good test for us.
What's Bosler gonna have to do to neutralize those table setters at the top of the lineup and keep them off base?
Yeah, absolutely, it's a great question. Hopefully, he attacks them early. Early in the count and gets ahead. You know, the most important pitch is strike one, always. And I think if he can get ahead of those guys and get them fishing and get them hitting his pitches rather than their pitches, I think that goes a long way to getting guys out.
Coach Gegg, thanks very much for your time joining us on regional radio.
All right, thank you for your coverage.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Coach Calvert joining us now on regional radio. The Central Rebels baseball team, Central coming in at 10-10-2, but playing well in the last couple games in the MAAA Conference Tournament. Just how would you assess those two games to this point?
The first game against Valley Caledonia, we didn't play great, but at the end of the day, we played good enough to walk out of there with a win, and I would like it to, you know, not been a full seven-inning game close. Ability-wise, I think that we should have played a lot better that game, but it is what it is. And like I said, we got a win against Potosi. We weren't real sharp, but we weren't bad. We were good enough and took just, you know, pretty good at bats, I think, at the plate. All around, we played okay. Defensively, we had a few errors from some guys that don't typically boot the ball and throw the ball around, but the guys that had errors did a pretty good job at the plate and kind of picked themselves up. So overall, I think generally we're playing pretty good baseball right now.
What types of things is your team going to have to do today to keep continuing that success?
I think we're going to have to keep their base runners at bay. Dylan's going to have to do a good job of picking over there at first and keeping the runners close, because team speed, they're probably the best we've seen so far as up and down the lineup being able to run, and they're typically pretty aggressive. So I think that if they get guys on base, they're going to try to run, and so we're going to have to do a good job of holding them on at first and not letting them just run all over the place on us. And if we do that and not let a single be automatically get into scoring position, if we can stop that today, I think we'll have a chance.
Is there a big emphasis then when you're, you know, talking to Dylan about limiting walks as well and maybe taking extra time on the mound in between pitches, just kind of keep those runners at bay?
You know, he's never had an issue, knock on wood, he's never had an issue with walks. He does a pretty good job of commanding the strike zone. Very rarely does he walk guys. Has pretty good control with his main three pitches. So we don't have that. Don't foresee that being an issue, but we have discussed, you know, about holding runners on and talking about different series of pickoff moves over at first and how to mix up your, you know, timing into home so they can't always get the same timing on you and different things like that to keep them from just running wild on us.
Coach, last I talked to you, you said Dylan was coming off of his best performance of the season, of which you saw. Just what types of things does he have to do today in terms of his approach to the hitters to keep continuing his success?
He has to throw three pitches for strikes at any time in the count. He's got to be able to pitch backwards and, you know, start hitters off with off-speed pitches and then come back with fastballs late in the count, and, you know, start with fastballs and have off-speed late in the count and just completely mix it up. And if he keeps hitters guessing all day, then I think we'll be okay. I think with the wind blowing in a little bit today, I think that helps him. With typically guys being a little bit out in front on him, that turns into a lot of pop flies. And so I think if we can catch the ball and not let the wind be an issue, I think we'll be okay.
Going against a very tough Valley Catholic team, and you're seeing their ace, Connor Bosler, on the mound this afternoon. What type of approach does your team need to take at the plate against a talented pitcher like him?
We got to get in the box and be ready. If he's working ahead, his curveball and off-speed stuff is very good. So we can't get behind in the count. If we get behind in the count, then, we're at his liberty because he's got a couple good off-speed pitches. So we're going to have to be ready to hit early in the count and hit a fastball early in the count.
Coach Calvert, best of luck to you guys today. Thanks once again for joining us today on Regional Radio.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
Hey, neighbor. I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now, I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Back on a regional radio with our matchup between the Valley Catholic Warriors. They will be the home team as the high seed, number one, against the three-seeded Central Rebels here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve on an absolutely gorgeous and gorgeous Thursday afternoon. The sun is out. The turf infield looks great. The grass is green in the outfield along with the green fence line as well, as we just tried to get the dimensions of the fence as well. As going down the left field line, we see 307 down the left field line, and in the gap in left center field, 375. Also the same in right center, 345 it looks like, and then 307 down the right field line. So a little bit, oftentimes you'll see right field being a little closer than left field, but here it's a pretty even advantage. Once again, Will Cheshire alongside Chad as speaker. And Chad, we're about ready to get started here. The coaches exchanging lineup cards
at a home plate. What do you expect to see today in the first matchup of the semifinals?
Well, Valley's going to put pressure on people. They're always so good up and down their lineup. They've got the race on the hill, a guy that can play at an all-state level in three sports and probably more if he took them up. I think Valley, not a true home game, but they're here in their own hometown, and a lot of their players, this is their home field during the summer season. I know some Central players play over here as well, but I think Central really has to play well here today to advance. And you heard Coach Calvert in the pregame show. He says his pitcher doesn't just have to throw today. He really has to pitch, and whether that means starting the first time in the lineup with a fastball or a curve or whatever he has, varying it the next time up, he's going to really have to outthink some of these hitters today.
Absolutely. That'll definitely be a point. And Mannion, coming off what Coach Calvert called his best performance, at least looking like on the mound in the previous game in their win to get here in the tournament, he lasted three innings. He came in relief of sophomore Tanner Smith. Mannion, just a sophomore himself, came in, pitched three innings, threw 43 pitches, allowed four hits, two runs, struck out three, only one walk, though. So he's been very, very good with his control, as Coach Calvert said. On the year, Mannion, 35 and two-thirds innings total, but it's Connor Bosler who's going to be on the mound for Valley Catholic as they're heading out to the home field. They're the home team, so they'll be in the home field first. And Bosler, well, he's their ace of the Warrior staff, a terrific athlete, three-sport star, going to go to SEMO next year to play baseball. He definitely is looking forward to that. And Bosler on the season, no slouch himself on the mound, absolutely terrific. He comes in with a record of 8-0. He's got three complete games among his seven starts, eight games pitched total. He's thrown 41 two-thirds innings, given up an earned run average of 2.52, 42 hits. He's scattered across that, giving up just seven extra base hits on the season. Bosler features a fastball, curveball, changeup, and a cutter, which he often throws. He likes to throw against left-handers to kind of run that in on the hands, also throw it away to the right-handed hitter. So the cutter, look for that pitch to really be a primary focus for Bosler on the mound tonight. We're going to take a short timeout here on AM 800 at KREI, a one-minute break, and then we'll have first pitch action right here on AM 800.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online, 24/7. Fleegs.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Getting started right off the bat in a drag bunt, but not a successful drag bunt as it's grounded right back to the pitcher Bosler. Nick Haney tried to lead off the game with a surprise bunt. Bosler fields his position, fires to first, and gets the easy out. So that is one away as Haney is retired on one pitch.
It almost looked like a softball slap hit right there, Will, as he went from the middle of the box to the front of the box and just stuck the bat head out there.
Mayberry, first pitch swing and fouls that one down the left side. So two batters into it, two pitches thrown, two swings. So Calvert, that message getting across, Will, aggressive.
You heard what he said in the pregame. We have to look and hunt for first pitch fastballs and take advantage.
That's what they're doing so far, no doubt about it, as Holden Mayberry steps back into the box. Mayberry, the starting shortstop. Second pitch on the way is a fastball that's popped high in the air. Second baseman calling for it. Blum fields it, and that's out number two. So a quick two outs, so just three pitches to start this first inning.
Center fielder, number 13, Drew Jaco.
That's going to bring up the center fielder, Drew Jaco. Jaco leads the team in hitting with a .386 batting average. He's first on the team in runs scored with 20. He's batted in 14, has 13 extra base hits. First pitch on the way, breaking ball. I want a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Jaco looking to be aggressive early in the count as his fellow counterparts. Right-handed hitter, a little bit of an open stance. Bosler's set. He delivers his pitch on the way. Another breaking ball hammered right back up the middle for a base hit. And they are on the board, or the Rebels, with a two-out single. as Jaco coasts into first base easily and rounds first.
He did a really nice job setting on that curveball. Well, he saw it coming. It almost looked as if he was expecting it. He didn't get jittery and try to jump at the ball and overextend. Just kept the hands back and laced that clean single right back up the middle.
So after Bosler throws two first-pitch fastballs to the first two hitters, tries to go back-to-back breaking balls to throw off the pace of the three-hole hitting Jaco. Jaco is having none of it with a base hit up the middle. Here's the first pitch on the way to the first baseman, Keenan Johnson. Keenan Johnson fouls it off to the left side, 0-1 the count. Johnson, a left-handed hitter, got those two batting gloves, a big kid. He's got some power himself. Keenan Johnson comes into play with two home runs. That leads the team. He's got 16 RBIs as Bosler attempts a pickoff move to first place, but diving back safely is Drew Jaco. Johnson leads the team in RBIs with those 16. Also the two home runs, only player on the team with a bomb. Bosler set, he's ready, his pitch on the way, and that misses way up high for a ball. Count goes to 1-1, and with that pitch, that's the first ball that Bosler's thrown.
Love the central uniforms, by the way. Old-time Cincinnati Reds look. It looks like they're made out of all cotton. I don't know, but just the way they lay, I like them.
Bosler set, checks his runner at first, delivers to the plate. Fastball, that one fouled off, straight back and out of play. Count moves to 1-2. Talk to Coach Calvert about those uniforms. He's a big fan of them as well. I had to make a comment. He goes, you know, yeah, we call them the old-time grays.
There you go.
And it looks well, so definitely sporting those. It's kind of a both grays with the red stripe going down the pants. Red lettering on the front and back with the numbers. And, of course, the old Cincinnati C as a pickoff move by Bosler to first base. Getting back standing up is Jaco.
Well, we just about have a Riverfront Stadium here.
A little pit
stop. The old Mississippi.
Here's the pitch on the way. Runner goes, swung on, and that's yanked foul, hammered hard. All over that pitch was Johnson just a bit out in front. And the count remains 1-2.
Might have just been free swinging, but that could have been a hit and run, too.
1-2 with two outs in the inning. Maybe so, trying to draw that shortstop, but Johnson way out in front on that one. Count goes to 1-2 as Coach Calvert gives his signs in that third base box. Stepping out is Johnson. Now stepping back in is the left-hander. Bosler from the stretch on the mound peeks over to the first baseman to check on Jaco. He comes set. He's ready. His pitch on the way. Breaking ball. That one misses down low. Good eye from Johnson. Count goes to 2-2.
Looked like he ran that one away from the hitter just a little bit. That may have been that cutter that he throws.
Maybe the cutter often from a right-hander. Going to come in and break in on the hand of the left-handed hitter. The pitch on the way. Swung on, and that's a fastball right on the outside corner on the black. Strike three. Got him looking. And that will retire the side. No runs. One hit. No errors. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number one. It's 0-0 here on AM 800 KREI.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Back on AM 800 at KREI. Where the Central Rebels were retired in the first inning without much of a fight, but they did get a two-out base hit by Drew Jaco right up the middle. But Bosler, the Valley Catholic starter, responded with a strikeout looking of the four-hole hitter Johnson, and that's going to bring up Valley Catholic. They're going to get their first opportunity of the day. Catholic Warriors are very, very aggressive on the base pass. They're going to go against starter Dylan Mannion. Mannion coming off what Coach Calvert called his best outing of the season. Mannion enters play with the most pitches, or innings pitch, I should say, thrown for Central, 35 2/3 innings. 3-3 record, has a save on the year as well, 1-for-1 in that save opportunities. He has an ERA of 5.29. He struck out 31 hitters, but he's walked just 13. That's the big number. So very good control for Dylan Mannion.
A little bitty left-hander, yeah. I mean, he was off the mound. He'd be halfway up his britches, I think, right there. But he's a small guy, and even in warm-ups, well, we saw him probably throw more off-speed and breaking stuff than fastballs there.
Mannion throws a two-seam fastball, normally strictly, unless it's 0-2. Then he'll kind of go to the four-seam if he wants to strike out the hitter. His first pitch on the way. There is that two-seam fastball right on the inside corner for strike one.
A little easy get-me-over delivery to start things out.
Garrett Jagers in the batter's box for Valley Catholic. Jagers comes into play hitting 352. The second pitch on the way from the crafty left-hander is a breaking ball that misses just off the outside corner for a ball to the right-handed hitting Jagers. 1-1 the count. Jagers gets on base at almost a 500 clip, 478. Mannion set. He delivers on the way. That one, a fastball misses down low for a ball. Count runs to 2-1.
That's what I like out of a good leadoff guy is, you know, just spit on those borderline pitches.
Pitch on the way from Mannion. Swung on, and that's popped out of play. Foul on the right side. Count goes even at 2-2. Mannion also will throw a curveball, a changeup, and he'll rarely throw a slider. Sometimes when he's very ahead in the count with a right-handed hitter, he'll offer that slider, but generally he'll stick to the three pitches. Fastball, change, and a curve. His pitch on the way, swung on, and that's skied into the air, but that also is going to get out of play on the right side. The count will remain at 2-2. Mannion, not a very big guy like we talked about. He's a left-hander on the mound. He's crafty, likes to get ahead, and like Chad mentioned, definitely will throw that occasional breaking ball to start a hitter. As it's 2-2 on the way, there is the breaking ball, but that misses up and away for a ball, full count.
You're actually legally obligated to use the word crafty when speaking about a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah. Those ever so sought after left-handed pitchers. 3-2 pitch on the way. That misses down low for a ball. Ball four, so a leadoff walk. An excellent at-bat from Jaggers as he'll get to first base.
Nick Oberle
coming up to hit for Valley Catholic. Oberle hitting .396 on the season. Very, very impressive. He has scored 40 runs on the campaign. Jaggers is over at first base.
Man, he's scoring like 1.3 runs a game. That's ridiculous.
It is. First pitch on the way. That misses. Count goes to 1-0. So Mannion struggling a little bit with control. A rare walk to start the game.
Yeah, which is what his real strength was.
Absolutely. Mannion pitching from the stretch. It'll be interesting to see what type of looks he gives those base runners. As he faked the base runner out there, but first pitch swing and hammered it in the air to center, but it looks like Jaco has a beat on it, and he's there to make the catch. I say he faked out the base runner there. He kept that left, or that right leg, I should say, in the air for a very long time. And it takes a lot of balance. Strong core work there from the young man, Mannion. And the base runner, Jaggers, was on first base when he threw that baseball. So he faked him out. He got him back to the bag.
If you're a righty, you use that slide step to try to shorten that opportunity for the runner. But the lefties, they can kind of freeze you by leaving that leg up in the air a while.
That'll bring up Connor Bosler. Bosler hitting a ridiculous .586 on the season as Mannion checks the runner at first base. Diving back safely is Jaggers. But Bosler, .586, .676 on base percentage, 40 RBIs on the campaign, 51 hits. He's also scored 50 runs. Bosler hitting in that three-hole. Pitch on the way. There is a slide step. Breaking ball, first pitch. That misses down low for a ball, 1-0.
Numbers are almost comical.
They really are. Just absolutely ridiculous for Connor Bosler at the dish. The right-handed hitter. A little bit of a open stance, just barely. As Mannion said, there is that leg kick. This time he reads it easily. Throw down to second base on the runner. Steal attempt, sliding in safely is Jaggers. So he is on second with a stolen base as he read that leg kick perfectly this time.
Safe by three steps, too. Huge jump by him right there. They've got a really cool new scoreboard, Will, out in the left center field, but it just isn't quite active yet. But a really, really nice big scoreboard that tracks inning by inning, or Will anyway.
Pitch for Mannion on the way. Breaking ball swung on. It's slapped through on the right side for a base hit. Coming up on the ball is Plant. Rounding third and getting the wave on is Jaggers, but held up at that last second as the throw to the plate was a good one from Bland. Moving into second on the throw is Bosler. So runners on second and third now for Valley Catholic with just one out.
Nice strong throw to prevent the runner from coming around. And no hesitation out there in right field, but the piece of hitting right there by Bosler, Will, a curveball. It was a backdoor curveball that never got in, so it stayed out and away from Bosler. And when it's out, well, you take it the other way. And did a really nice job hitting that one.
Not a bad pitch at all by Mannion. Just great piece of hitting. That'll bring up Cole Wood. And the first pitch to Mr. Wood is a fastball swing and a miss. Strike one.
That's probably the best giddy-up he's had on one so far.
Yeah, that stolen base was Jaggers' 14th on this season. He's only been caught three times. Mannion said in a little bit of a jam here to start off this ball game in the bottom of the first. Second pitch on the way. Breaking ball. That one misses down low for a ball.
It's got a pretty major hook on it. That was, even though the catcher caught it on the ground, that was close to becoming a strike there.
Absolutely big hook. Cole Wood comes into the game hitting .389. The 1-1 on the way to Mr. Wood. Another breaking ball. That's grounded to the shortstop. That'll get the job done, though. Up with the ball as Mayberry fires to the first baseman Johnson. And it's in time to retire Wood. But coming in to score on the play is Jaggers. And the Warriors have taken a 1-0 lead with two outs in the bottom of the first. Good piece of hitting there from Cole Wood. Hit it to the middle infield and void the corner infield. And go ahead and get that out on the 6-3 put out. So an RBI for Mr. Wood. That'll bring up Chet Meyer to the dish. Meyer hitting 337, gets on base at a 450 clip. First pitch, there goes Bosler to third base. Here comes the throw, no throw to third. Bosler takes it easily as he gets in himself into third base with two outs. So now anything that goes by the catcher might score that run. Meyer comes into the game with 24 runs batted in. As he watches, sure enough, that ball gets away. Here comes Bosler, close play at the plate, diving tag. Terrific play by the defensive catcher, Garrett Bowen, in time to get Bosler as he tried to dive around the tag on the left side close to the play field, and that will retire the side. So an exciting play to end that one. We end it, go to the top half of inning number two. Valley Catholic leads Central 1-0.
Service and quality.
Boyer Lumber.
The way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber.
We know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber.
We have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber.
And help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
Walmart Supercenter in Farmington is the place to go for the best prices on all your seasonal items. You'll find a large selection of items for your vacation to that fabulous wedding, to decorating for special occasions. The friendly staff at Walmart Supercenter in Farmington, they're ready to help you find whatever you need, when you need them. Walmart Supercenter in Farmington, your all-occasion connection. That's Walmart Supercenter in Farmington. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
We got a 1-0 ball game in the first semifinal matchup of the MAAA Conference Tournament semifinals. It's Valley Catholic leading Central 1-0 after one inning. The Warriors were able to get to Dylan Mannion, but Mannion, after having runners on second and third with nobody out, managed to strand the one runner Bosler as he tried to come in to score and only gave up that one run. So you can almost call that a victory for Mannion to only give up that one run, as the Rebels will look to try to get some offense going. Tanner Smith, the sophomore, coming to the dish. Smith comes in on the season, hitting a 273 on the year. Has four doubles in 66 at-bats. Tanner Smith also has been a good pitcher for Central as well. He got the start the last time out. First pitch from Bosler to Smith. That's a fastball up and in. A little chin music to start that one. Backs Tanner off the plate. It's a high, scary fastball to have coming right at you.
That's some high heat, man.
Want to know the count. Bosler's set. He's ready. Second pitch fastball. This time misses on the outside edge. Count goes to 2-0. Bosler's had terrific command so far. He's only really thrown five balls. Lots of strikes. Of course, Central trying to hack early in the count. 2-0 on the way. Fastball. That's up in the air and hammered to deep center field, but retreating is Jaggers. He has got a beat on it, and he's there to make the two-handed catch to straightaway center. One away.
We're coaches of the last two Class 1 baseball state championships just to our right. Of course, you've got current Valley coach right down the line there in the dugout, but Judd Nager, the coach 2 years ago.
Chase Bland coming up to the dish. First pitch on the way to him. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Nice job from Bosler there. Actually kind of looked like a changeup.
That was a tight spin on that one.
Mm-hmm. Good pitch from Bosler to get him out front. 0-1. He's quickly ready. His next pitch, another one, swing and a miss right through it. So back-to-back off speed to get the young man Bland behind in the count 0-2.
He's moving it around a little bit here.
Bland enters play, hitting 304. The 0-2 on the way. That one skips far in front of home plate and in front of the left-hander's batter's box to the right-handed hitting Bland. That'll move the count to 1-2. Osler, a tall right-hander. He sent his 1-2 on the way, wearing the number 3. Fastball, that's down and away. No good. 2-2 the count. Osler, he's ready. Works quickly. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball. That one skips as well. Count runs full. So nice patience up here from Jace Bland. Worked the count full after being fooled badly on the first two pitches. A full count offering from Bosler. Swing and a little poke shot on a breaking ball, but right to the shortstop. Oberle, who feels it cleanly, catches it in the air for out number 2. So two down quickly in this inning.
It was a pitcher's pitch that time, Will. It started middle out and then trailed down middle low, and it basically just kind of throw the bat head at it. He kind of expand the zone with two strikes and just a little weak kind of pop over to short.
Dylan Mannion will get his first crack at his counterpart. First pitch on the way to him is a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, 0-1.
Really mixing pitches right now.
Bosler doing a terrific job. He's been excellent all year. He is the Warriors' ace for good reason. 0-1 pitch on the way. Another fastball, and that's at the knees for a strike, 0-2.
Right, exactly at the knees.
Bosler doing a terrific job early on in these first two innings, getting ahead of the central hitters. In the 0-2 to Mannion, fastball, that one misses way up high for a ball. Mannion coming in hitting a 208 on the season, but more impressively, it's on base at a 382 clip with 14 walks. 1-2 on the way. Fastball swung on, and that's slapped into right field. Hanging up, coming on the ball is the right fielder. And making the catch is Tristan Rolhouse. So an athletic play from the right fielder on a little slap shot down the right field line. And that will retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. No men left on. We go to the bottom half of inning number two. And the Valley Catholic Warriors lead it 1-0 on AM 800 KREI. We're back after a 30-second timeout.
Is your transmission not shifting smoothly and quietly, or do you have a persistent red oil leak that is coming from your vehicle? Give Williams Transmission Service in Park Hills a call at 431-6570. Let a business with 30-plus years experience get your transmission in tip-top shape. Williams Transmission Service in Park Hills is your place to go for your transmission needs. Call them, 431-6570, or stop by Monday through Friday from 9 until 3 at 1109 East Main Street.
Dylan Mannion back out for his second inning of work for the Central Rebels. His team trails 1-0 after Valley Catholic got an RBI from a Colwood ground out to the shortstop that scored leadoff hitter Gary Jaggers in the first inning. Of course, Connor Bosler made the last out of the inning. He stole third with two outs. And then that set up an opportunity for him to score on a wild pitch that broke away from the catcher, Bowen. But Bowen, with tremendous athleticism, was able to grab it, make a diving tag on the field side of home plate, and get the last out while Chet Meyer was at the dish.
It was exciting, too, because you had both players diving for the plate. And, well, that time the gray shirt got there just slightly ahead of the blue shirt. But, you know, it was a tough chance for Bosler on that one, Bill, because the ball that got away from him didn't even go all the way back to the screen. It got maybe... oh, I don't know, 8-10 feet away from him.
Yeah, it was. Bosler was real aggressive, though. He knew it. He basically had it in his mind that if that ball had got by Bowen at any point, he was going to take off, and he almost got that second run in. But Chet Meyer is going to get a second chance at the dish. He saw some pitches the last time. Of course, he was up when Bosler got caught trying to take home on the wild pitch. So Chet Meyer will step in for round number two at the dish against Dylan Mannion. Mannion, the left-hander, reset from the windup. First pitch, fastball, two-seamer on the inside corner for a strike. Nice pitch for Mannion, and a good start to the inning, getting ahead of the hitter. Mannion also likes to work quickly as he gets that sign and fires that second pitch. Fastball that time skips in the other batter's box, the left-handed batter box for the right-handed hitting. Chet Meyer, 1-1. Mannion ready. The sophomore is set, and his pitch on the way. Breaking ball, that's on the strike, and a pretty one for pitch number three of the at-bat.
He not only got the black, he got the black on the backside corner of the plate that time.
Absolutely. That was a breaking ball. It started in the left-hander's batter's box and got on the outside corner. 1-2. There's another breaking ball spoiled down the left field line by Meyer.
Now, Ronnie Calvert didn't make the catch over there bay-handed, but he had a nice hop over there to give it a try.
He did. Calvert, of course, a fine athlete in his day as well.
Tremendous.
Mannion set. He's ready. And the left-hander's 1-2 pitch on the way. Two-seamer fastball running on the outside edge for strike three. Got him looking. One away.
I think that was one of those Tom Glavin fastballs there, Will. You can prove that you can live a couple of inches off the outside corner. They'll give it to you. That's what it looked like right there.
That two-seam fastball working a little bit on the outside part of the plate. Had enough movement and sink to get on that outside edge, or at least close enough for strike three.
What was different is that early in the at-bat, he showed that he could nibble on the corner with a hook. That time he came with the straight fastball and sliced off the end of the plate.
Nice job from Mannion. Of course, Mannion coming off a fine outing in the previous game. Mannion went three innings. He threw 43 pitches, so it'll be interesting to see how long he goes today, just a sophomore. Gave up two earned runs, struck out three, and just four hits. Stepping into the batter's box, and now is Chris Loida. The first pitch on the way from him is a two-seamer right down Broadway for a strike, going one the count.
Well, he pitched backwards, as Coach Calvert said that he might do in the last at-bat. The first at-bat came with a fastball. This time he comes with a fastball to start things.
Changing it up. A nice job from Mannion. 0-1 on the way. Another fastball. That one on the outside edge at the knees. Perfect pitch. Strike two. 0-2 the count.
Very consistent behind the plate is Blue. He's calling that every time.
Wada comes in hitting 291 on the season. And his 0-2 pitch on the way is a fastball fouled straight back right to the left of Chad's face. A little flinch there.
Well, as I did, I twitched a little bit right there.
I don't blame you. I don't blame this net. I don't know how there's a hole right there in it. So I don't know how comfortable I am sitting behind here, but, you know, we make do. It's the sacrifices we make. 1-2 pitch on the way for Mannion. Breaking ball just kind of poked down to the first baseman, Keenan Johnson. He fields it cleanly, calls off the pitcher. Mannion steps on the bag for an easy out number two. So two away.
What a pitch. I don't know if Mannion could have thrown that any slower. Yeah. Like, seriously, I mean, he slowed that down so much that the hitter was halfway through his swing, had to literally stop his swing and then just throw the bat head at it with the tail end part of his swing right there. Tremendous change of speeds.
Yeah, and he went back to that outside corner and down. He's been getting that call, forcing the Warrior hitter to swing. Breaking ball. That one hammered into the air to right. Not fooled on that one. Bland going back, and he's not going to get to it. It's over his head. Running for extra bases is Beezer. Beezer's rounding first, heading for second, and he's going to hold up there after a little bit of a turn. Thinking about three, decides against it. So a two-out double for Jacob Beezer, and Valley Catholic's got something going.
Well, and the Valley hitters, I'm sure, are going back to the dugout and saying, hey, he's calling the outside pitch. Mannion's living on the outside part of that plate. Be ready to jump on one there, and that's exactly what happened. A drive down the right field line. It stayed fair, but then after it hopped fair, it actually hooked into foul territory, made it even harder for the right fielder to get there.
Absolutely. With that double, that's Beezer's seventh on the year. He's DH'ing, and that's going to bring up Brennan Sample. Sample's the left fielder. First pitch on the way to him, swing and a miss on a fastball. 0-1 the count.
One of those wide, wide open stances. If you remember Andres Galarraga from back in the early 90s right there, wide open stance, but then you close it down as you approach the baseball.
Absolutely the right-handed hitter. He doesn't like to use batting gloves, it appears, either. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball, that runs on the inside part of the plate for a strike. 0-2. Nice two-seamer from Mannion. Mannion this inning had a much better job at getting that first pitch strike. Of course, he walked the opening hitter, Garrett Jagers. He came around and scored. So good adjustment from Mannion. He goes from the slide step, and a fastball barely fouled off by the right-handed hitting Samples to stay alive at 0-2.
Well, and, you know, we talked about it. Mannion's not a fireballer, and if you're not, you have to be able to change speeds and locations, and that's something he has done well.
That was a four-seamer that time, something Calvert said he rarely uses, except with 0-2. Another fastball, that one, another four-seamer. That misses up high.
Up and away. I like the idea there, though. 0-2, maybe you get him to chase one and get himself out.
Absolutely. So the count will go to 1-2 now. After two pitches out, 0-2. Mannion comes set, checks his runner, Beezer at second. Breaking ball this time, hit to the third baseman. Up with the ball, fielding it cleanly, tossing across the diamond, and getting the hustling Samples is Tanner Smith. And that will retire the side as the Central Rebels and Dylan Mannion strand one on one hit. No runs, no errors. And we're going to head to the bottom or top half of inning number three with the Central Rebels trailing the Valley Catholic Warriors 1-0.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
We're here in the top half of inning number three, where the Valley Catholic Warriors, the home team and number one seeded team in the tournament, face off against the Central Rebels with a 1-0 lead. Rebels come in as the four seed, and they are the visitors this season. Valley Catholic was retired almost in order their last time up in that last half inning on a nice job by Mannion to get out of the inning. Now it's Central's turn, and leading off is Garrett Bowen. Bowen, a left-handed hitter. He's going to see this first pitch, a fastball, and smoke it into right field for an easy base hit. First pitch swinging, and that will be a leadoff single for Garrett Bowen.
Just barely, by about a half a step. Looked like it might be clean to the right side, Will, and Valley did a nice job of hopping on to stop that ball anyway.
Well, he hit it so hard into right field that the right fielder almost had a chance to throw him out. Rojas came up hustling, but he hit it so hard. Almost had a chance, but hitting in there safely was Bowen. That'll bring up Cole Murphy. First pitch on the way is showing bunt as Murphy as the fastball skips down in the dirt for a ball, or I guess I should say the turf.
Guess you never know, but that'd have been a good one to run on.
It would have. 1-0 now the count to Bowen. Or Cole Murphy, I should say. Bowen led off the inning with a base hit. Murphy showing bunt once again. And this time he's going to pop it into the air. First baseman can't quite get it. Foul ball. 0-1.
It's the one thing you do not want to do when you're bunting is pop it up.
Absolutely. Murphy hitting .214 on the season, a .348 on a base percentage, though. Bowen was hitting .276 before that single into right field. Just the second hit for Central on the day. As Murphy out of the batter's box now, checking Coach Calvert down the third base line for the signs. He's bunted the last time, but the count is 1-1. We'll be interested to see what he does here. Now trying to pick off the runner at first base, Bowen, diving back safely, though. One thing head coach Ronnie Calvert said that they're going to want to do is they're going to try to be aggressive on the base pass. Of course, they haven't had too many opportunities, just one base runner so far. But with the leadoff man aboard, it'll be interesting to see. Showing bunt, missing the bunt, though. And that'll be strike number two. Was a fastball blown right by him.
That was right down the middle, too. You got to get that one down.
Could not convert, though, was Cole Murphy. That was a good fastball, good pitch to bunt when you want to. Now two strikes. We'll see what Calvert wants to do. Third baseman still playing in is Loida. He's turning to show bunt is Murphy. Bonser's pitch on the way. Fastball up high. Bunted foul. And that's going to do it for Cole Murphy. Strike three on the foul ball bunt. So a tough break there for the Rebels. Couldn't quite get the job done to move the runner Bowen over. That's going to bring up Nick Haney. Haney, first pitch swinging, grounded to the pitcher Bosler. His last time a left-handed hitter. He wears batting gloves. A little bit of an open stance, upright. Bosler set from the stretch. His first pitch. That one misses up high for a ball. 1-0. Connor Bosler going to SEMO next season to play baseball. Could have probably played sports at any level, in basketball or football. Another fastball, that misses up high for a ball, 2-0 the count.
Be nice to be forced to make that kind of a difficult decision, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, very much so. 2-0 from Bosler. Pitch on the way, fastball, that's on a strike on the outside edge to the left-handed hitting Haney. Count goes to 2-1.
Pretty big zone, pitcher's zone. I'm not saying it's a bad zone. I liked the big zones when I was pitching.
Yeah, big thing was all about consistency for me. Is the next one is a breaking ball hit to the second baseman. Blum fields it cleanly, tosses to the second baseman. No play at first, though, for the double play, but they'll get the lead runner for out number two. So mark that a 4-3 fielder's choice for Haney.
Shortstop, number 15, Holden Mayberry.
I'm going to bring up Holden Mayberry. Mayberry hitting .292. His last time up, popped out to second base. Mayberry on the year. The .386 on B. First base or first pitch on the way. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside edge.
Man, how was that at a tight break to it? Not a big slow roundhouse hook, but that had a nice tight break to it.
And it did. Bosler comes set. And after the 0-1 breaking ball, throws a fastball for a strike on the outside edge. This time, count goes to 0-2. So a breaking ball, a fastball, and we'll see what he has to offer Mayberry here. Two outs in the inning. Runner on first base is Nick Haney. Leadoff hitter Bowen was retired on Haney's fielder's choice to the second baseman as Mayberry steps in the box, calls time. Steps out, collects himself, puts back in. No batting gloves for Mayberry. Now Bosler steps off. He's going to collect himself and recycle the signs from his catcher Wood. Peeks over in a quick move to first, but getting back safely without a dive is Nick Haney. Bosler peers in. He's ready. And the right-hander's throw. Runner goes. Here's the throw down to second base from the catcher. Wood. It's a skip, and it's off the bag. And diving, sliding in safely is the base runner, Nick Haney. So runner in scoring position now with two outs after the swipe bag. Chance for Old Mayberry to pick up his ninth RBI on the season. Bosler comes set. The two-strike pitch on the way. Breaking ball foul off on the plate. Nice job by Mayberry to stay alive, keep those hands back after being fooled and throwing that body out in front. Mayberry, the shortstop for Central. Not your natural shortstop. Calvert says he'll be the first to tell you that. Pitch on the way, fastball. That is a ground ball back up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, but filling it cleanly is Overly. Toss across the diamond, and in time, a nice play from the athletic Overly at shortstop, and that will retire the side to get Mayberry. So no runs, one hit, one man left on base, and no errors. We go to the bottom half of inning number three. It's the Valley Catholic Warriors 1, the Central Rebels 0. We're going to take a one-minute timeout here on AM 800 KREI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Mormouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online, 24/7, fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Tristan Rollhouse going to lead off the inning for the Gallant Valley Catholic Warriors, the number 9 hitter. He is playing a second base, or I should say he's playing right field, beg your pardon. It'll be Garrett Jagers hitting a second, and Nick Oberle, the two-hole, hitting the three spot this inning. Mannion set, coming out for his third inning of work, and he throws a first-pitch fastball that's fouled straight up into the air and out of play behind us. 0-1 the count. Mannion, once again, doing a nice job this inning to start off that hitter with a first-pitch strike, something Coach Calvert said was very important. Keep these Valley Catholic hitters off balance. Keep them on base because the Warriors can wreak havoc when they are on base. Second pitch of the at-bat, a strike at the knees on a two-seamer. 0-2 the count. To Rollhouse. Rollhouse hitting 302 on the season. A good hitter. From the right side of the plate, no batting gloves. Pitch on the way. That's a two-seamer close, but just misses down. 1-2 the count. So Mannion, after getting ahead by two, is now thrown a third ball. All three have been two-seam fastballs. We'll see what he decides to throw here. The 1-2 on the way. Another one that's in the dirt. Ball two, 2-2 the count. Left-hander ready. And his 2-2 offering on the way. Breaking ball swung on and almost golfed down to the third base side, but getting just enough of it to tap it out of play is Rollhouse, and the count will remain at 2-2. Nice breaking ball that time. After throwing four fastballs, thought he might throw that breaking ball a little earlier, but throws it there and fooled Rollhouse. But Rollhouse did a nice job keeping that hands back and able to fight it off to see another pitch. Catcher Bowen going through his signs. Mannion shakes him off a couple times. Now he finds what he wants. That tall leg kick. Breaking ball this time. Skied in the inner center. Going back on the ball is Jaco. He's got a beat on it, and he is there to make the two-handed grab a couple of feet to his right, or left, I should say, in right center field.
You know, we had a little breeze in from left field, 10, 12 miles an hour when the game started. And not quite as heavy now, but it's not a day the ball's going to travel very far.
No, it's not. Coming in pretty good. Like you said, not as bad, but still coming in. Here's Garrett Jagers. Jagers had a leadoff walk his last time up, and he scored the lone run of the ball game. First pitch on the way to him is swung on and fouled into the right side and out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Fastball that time for Mannion.
That ball just bounced between, like, five cars. I have no idea how it didn't hit one.
High school baseball, there's always that chance.
It's a great aim there.
Always that chance. A car going to get damaged. Softball, for that matter, as well. 0-1 all the way. 0-1 on the way from Mannion. That one misses down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Mannion with another first-pitch strike in this at-bat, so he's done a very good job. He's now four of the last five hitters have seen first-pitch strikes. Pitch on the way. Swung on, and that one's fouled off to the right side. For strike two. So Mannion's got him at a 1-2 count against Garrett Jagers. Jagers stole a base and scored on the ground out. Pitch on the way fastball. That one misses way up high. Tried to go upstairs with a four-seamer. That's something Calvert says that Mannion will do from time to time. He doesn't have an overpowering four-seam fastball. Likes to throw the two-seamer for the most part, but with two strikes and a head in the count, he'll throw that four-seamer. He throws a breaking ball that time right on the outside edge for strike three. A beautiful hook from Dylan Mannion. And that will put down Jagers for out number two.
Shortstop, number 11, Nick Oberle.
Second is strikeout for Dylan Mannion. Snapshot view of this beautiful game. First pitch on the way to Nick Oberle. Breaking ball, that one's tapped down the first base line. Foul, 0-1 the count. Not able to catch the full broadcast, no need to worry. You can follow us at MIMO Info Sports on Twitter to keep up to date with what's going on in this game. Second pitch, another breaking ball. That time just misses on the outside corner. Mannion had been trying to live there all day long. Only has gotten that call, but did not quite get that one. Just a little off the plate. Left-hander ready. He's from the windup. And his pitch on the way, breaking ball, that one way off. Couldn't quite get on top of it. Misses high and away for ball two. Mannion in his third inning of work. Like I said, he threw in the middle 40s in pitches the other day. It's a fastball. A two-seamer runs in on the hands of Oberle, and he pops it up on the right side, going over, calling for it. A little scramble. Who comes up with it? The first baseman or second baseman? Looks like it's Keenan Johnson. He's there to make the catch in shallow right field as him and Murphy battled for it. But either way, it's an out. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no men left on. We go to the top half of inning number four. It's the Valley Catholic Warriors 1, the Central Rebels nothing.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Central Rebels will send 3, 4, and 5, the heart of their lineup here in the top half of inning number four. It'll be Drew Jaco, Keenan Johnson, and Tanner Smith. Jaco singled in right field, his first time up on a first pitch breaking ball, second pitch breaking ball off of Connor Bosler. Bosler still in there in his fourth inning of action and now getting ready to work. So Central definitely trying to make sure that they can get things going. Heart of the lineup, fourth inning, still only down 1-0. Mannion has done a good job to settle down after that first pitch or first at-bat walk to start the game.
Good pitchers duly. You know, he gave up a walk and a hit, Will, and then we saw Valley steal third base. He thought, well, you know, maybe Valley's going to jump out here, but he just held him to that one run. And, you know, I think that out of the plate where Bosler tried to get in there on that pass ball and the out there, that was a big out, and that's, you know, the only run came right before that. Good pitchers duel.
First pitch misses on the outside corner. Second pitch, a fastball spoiled on the right side. 1-1 the count to Jaco. But absolutely, and it's really two pitchers that are contrast in style.
Mm-hmm.
You have Dylan Mannion, a crafty left-hander. He's going to try to get a hit with off-speed pitches as the third
pitch of the at-bat popped up
into the air. And the first baseman calling for it, Chet Meyer. He's there to make the catch at foul ground just to the left of the first base for out number one to retire Drew Jaco.
You've got, you know, Bosler on the other side. He goes about 6'1", real tall on the mound, throws downhill. They both have a good complement, though. And you know, what's smart about both of them and why they're varsity pitchers is that they both pitch to their own strengths.
Absolutely, and that's something we've seen so far as evidence of the 1-0 game. First pitch to Keenan Johnson, that went down and away. Looked like a changeup, 1-0 count.
He's good at making that thing trail away. That's a hard pitch for a right-hander to run it away from a lefty, but he's got that ability.
Fastball, a heater that time, right at the knees for a strike. 1-1 the count now to Johnson. Johnson watches the third pitch of the at-bat. A fastball miss on the outside part of the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Johnson struck out looking in his first at-bat, the left-handed hitter. A little bit of an open stance. Pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball. Misses on the outside edge. Count goes to 3-1 to Johnson. Bosler working quickly as usual. Pitch on the way. Fastball off the inside part of the plate for ball 4. And taking his base is Keenan Johnson. The first walk issued by Connor Bosler tonight comes in the top half of the fourth inning. One out, Johnson at first, and that's going to bring up Tanner Smith.
Got a little shadow kind of creeping in. It's just behind home plate. In another hour, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to hit with that shadow creeping between the plate and the pitching mound.
Smith tomahawked a high fastball into center field for a flyout his first time up. Pitch on the way, watches a fastball skip of the dirt for a ball. Nice backhanded scoop there from Cole Wood. 1-0 count. Keenan Johnson over at first base. Not a big threat to steal. Certainly capable. Average lead at first base as Bosler holds him on. And the pitch on the way to Tanner Smith is a fastball in the black on the outside part of the plate for a strike, and we're even at 1-1. Bosler this inning has thrown 6 balls compared to those 4 strikes. He's trying to rally. Every other inning has been terrific. Pickoff move to first base, diving back safely is Johnson. Osler entered this inning. His highest pitch count was just 13. Got about pitch on the way, swing and a miss on a fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Nice hack from Tanner, but well behind that fastball.
Tanner was ready for the fastball. I mean, he was way ahead of it.
Yeah, he tomahawked the fastball that first time up into center field. Now, pitch up at the shoulders. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Pulled the strings on him for strike 3. And that will be the second out of the inning.
Great idea. They're ahead of your fastball. Slow it down even more. nice selection and an even better execution that time by Bosler.
Absolutely. That's the third strikeout for Connor Bosler. That'll bring up Jace Bland. Bland popped out to the shortstop his last time up. His first pitch is a fastball, and that misses up high. Want to know the count to Bland. Still on at first base is your base runner, Keenan Johnson. He had a one-out walk. Pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball. Misses off the outside edge. Ball two. Two outs in the inning. It's 1-0. Valley Catholic Warriors on an RBI groundout in the top half of the or bottom half of the first inning. Pitch on the way. Fastball swung on and fouled off down the right side. Well out of play for the first strike.
Oh, somebody got a dent. It was bound to happen.
It's a threat. Always a threat. And the threat was carried out this time at the hands of Jace Bland. Bosler said he's ready. Checks his runner at first. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Well out in front was Jace Bland on a nasty curve.
That was wicked swing. He swung right over the top of that. I mean, you could just see it. Just dive.
Great pitch from Bosler. He's set in his two-strike offering on the way. Fastball tries to go upstairs with him, but patiently waiting for it is Bland and takes it for a ball. Two outs in the inning. Runner on first base is Johnson. Bosler throws a breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike three. Connor Bosler strikes out the last two hitters he faces to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on. We go to the bottom half of inning number four with Valley Catholic leading 1-0. And we'll see Connor Bosler, Cole Wood, and Chet Meyer when we come back after the 30-second timeout on AM 800 KREI.
We are willing to make home loans when others are not. This is Dennis McIntosh of Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan. A massive amount of new consumer regulations went into effect this year. Many lenders who once followed the twists and turns of the market have retreated from home lending. It's just too much, they say. But the men and women of Ozarks Federal have rolled up our sleeves and have mastered those new rules. We are ready, able, and willing to make home loans when others are not. Ozarks Federal, for 84 years, the homeowners bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We got ourselves a pitcher's duel going on between two very different pitchers. Dylan Mannion of the Central Rebels, a crafty left-hander, going to mix it up with his off-speed pitches. He'll fool you, start you off with a couple of first-pitch curveballs as well. And then the hard-throwing Connor Bosler, who's got a power curveball himself. A very good pitch, and both have been terrific so far. Dylan Mannion has given up the lone run after a leadoff walk to start the game, as coming around to score was Garrett Jaggers. And Bosler has been almost flawless on the other side, giving up no runs and just two hits. And he's allowed only three base runners so far in this game in the course of the four innings. Bosler has four strikeouts on the afternoon. And speaking of Connor Bosler, he's going to lead off the inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Bosler singled into right field his last time up. And then he advanced to second in the next at-bat on a Chris Loida ground out. And then he stole third base with two outs and then a wild pitch that got by Garrett Bowen. He tried to take home, but Bowen, with tremendous athleticism, tagged Bosler out on the field side of the plate for out number one as Bosler steps in. And Mannion, he's ready for his first pitch. First pitch, swinging fastball. Diving is the first base coach as it almost took off his head down the right field line. That'll go down as a hard hit, strike number one. Cheers from the faithful of the athleticism of the first base coach. Mannion ready. And the left-hander is set for his 0-1 offering on the way to Bosler. That's a two-seamer that misses just down for a ball. 1-1, the count. Banning also likes to work quick like his counterpart, Bosler. Left-hander set, and he's ready from the windup this time. He goes and runs a two-seamer on the inside part of the plate for a strike. Nice pitch for Mannion. 1-2, the count. And he's really been working that two-seamer inside against right-handed hitters. It runs just in on the black. He's been picking a very good location. 1-2 on the way. That time, a fastball that misses down and away. Ball two, 2-2 the count. As a crafty left-hander, that's what you have to do. As a guy who doesn't throw that hard, it's all about location, keeping the ball down in the zone, working that top of the zone a little bit as the 2-2 offering now to Bosler. Curve ball that's bounced. Nice play. Can't quite handle it. Smith, now he comes up to it after a bobble. Hard throw to first base. Gets him. Tanner Smith with a firing gun. After bobbling it, picking it up off of the turf on a nice bounce, that's where that turf comes into advantage. Going to give you a nice hop, and he fired a rope into first base to retire the hustling Connor Bosler, who's very, very, very good speed. Not an easy task. 5-3 put out is how that one will go down to start the inning. Cole Wood, the cleanup hitter, He had the RBI ground out his first time up. Watches a two-seam fastball miss inside for a ball. Want to know the count. Wood grounded to the shortstop, and that scored Jaggers to give the Warriors a 1-0 lead, and that still stands here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-0 offering on the way to Wood. That's a breaking ball that skips in front of home plate for a ball. Count goes to 2-1 now, or 2-0 now, I should say, to Cole Wood. Cole Wood is a terrific, terrific hitter for Valley Catholic. Comes in hitting 389. Pitch on the way, swing, and a miss. Pulled the strings on that time on a changeup. 1-2 now the count. Nice idea from Mannion there. He throws two fastballs. He's behind in the count. Instead of giving in and throwing a fastball, it was a change. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, and that's hammered in the air to left field. Going to be a tough play for the left fielder, and he's going to have to play it on a hop as Haney. Taking a turn around first base is Cole Wood, and that's a one-out single as Valley Catholic has their first base runner since
first
the second
base,
inning.
Number 27, Chet
Meyer. Cole Wood's first base hit of the evening of his batting average. That's going to bring up Chet Meyer. Chet Meyer struck out. One of two strikeout victims for Dylan Mannion, and he led off the second inning. Of course, he was at bat when Bosler tried to take home on the wild pitch. So now runner on at first base with one out in the inning. With a slide step, Mannion misses on a fastball on the inside part of the plate. Want to know the count to the right-handed hitting. Chet Meyer. Mannion comes set. Eye very closely on Cole Wood. A big leg kick. In fact, he's going to fire over, but diving back safely is Cole Wood without much issue. Cole Wood on the season has 11 stolen bases. The most impressive part, hasn't been caught stealing once, and there he goes to second base. Here's the throw down to second base, and that's going to miss off target and make that 12 stolen bases and no caught stealing. So 100% is Cole Wood when trying to steal a base. He adds on that one a good pitch to run on a breaking ball that missed down in the dirt. So Chet Meyer now has an opportunity to pick up a run with one out and a runner in scoring position in Cole Wood. Here's the pitch on the way, a fastball, and that's hacked into the right side of the net behind home plate for a strike. And he had to jump. That ball kind of thrown over his head as the first base coach tried to get it back to him. Meyer trying to pick up the Warriors' second run of the at-bat. Meyer on the season comes in with 24 RBIs, trying to make it 25. The pitch from Mannion swung on the ground ball to the shortstop, fielded cleanly by Mayberry. Toss across the diamond is in time, and a nice job checking the runner Wood at second base. So two outs, no advancement. And that's going to bring up Chris Loida, who will be tasked to get that runner home from second base. Central Rebels defense has been pretty clean. The one kind of bobble that they had came from Tanner Smith, and he was able to rally, recover, and throw a dart to first base to get the hustling Connor Bosler. Two outs, that's Chris Loida. Loida grounded to first his first time up. He watches a first-pitch fastball off the plate for a ball. One another count. And he's now throwing 13 pitches in this inning. So far, he has thrown a total of 50 pitches after throwing 44 on Tuesday. The 1-0 offering, breaking ball, that misses well inside. 2-0 the count. So it'll be interesting to see how long Calvert goes with them. Of course, Mannion dealing, and in this tournament, I mean, it's do or die. You lose and you're out of the championship. Of course, MAAA, lots of bragging rights on the line in the conference, and you're facing a Valley Catholic team that hasn't lost in 81 games to a conference opponent as that fastball misses on the inside part of the plate. So Mannion in a little bit of a hole here as Chris Loida is looking to pick up that second run of the game in a tight one, 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mannion has been excellent so far. He's trying to get out a little bit of a jam. That's a strike on the outside part of the plate. Nice pitch from Mannion. But it didn't seem to like the call, but it looked like it hit the black, and it's where the umpire's been calling it the whole time, living on that outside part of the plate. Mannion comes set, checks his runner at second base. Slide step this time, swung on it, roped into left field. Going to be a real tough play, as that's going to get all the way to the wall, into the corner, and that's going to score Cole Wood, and an RBI double for Chris Loida increases the Valley Catholic lead to 2-0 here in the bottom half of inning number 4. A clutch two-out base hit from Chris Loida down the left field line, hit it on a changeup, roped it in the left, a double for Loida, RBI. And most importantly for Valley Catholic and their faithful, a 2-0 lead. That's going to bring up Jacob Beezer. Beezer doubled his last time up. Mannion once again trying to get out of this inning by limiting it just to that one run. First pitch on the way, fastball. That's a line drive foul off the right side. Count goes to 0 and 1 in the at-bat. For Chris Aloyda, that was his 28th RBI of the season and 7th double on the year. Adding to his stat line is Aloyda. Beezer at the dish, the right-handed hitter, crouching in. Mannion with the leg kick this time. Fastball misses up high for a ball. Count will go to 1-1 in this at-bat. Out on in second base is Aloyda. Count is 2-0. 1-1 already in the inning. Mannion comes set, checks his runner, paying a lot of attention. His pitch on the way, a breaking ball, and that's skying out into the air to right field. Bland has a beat on it. He's there routinely with a two-handed grab to make the catch. But Valley Catholic puts in some damage. They add one to their lead. It's 2-0 as Connor Bosler heads out to face the Central Rebels in the top half of inning number 5. So one run, two hits, one man left on base, and no errors. You're listening to AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Connor Bosler getting set. He's trying to keep his shutout going with a narrow 2-0 lead, but he did just get an extra insurance run in that bottom half of the fourth inning, thanks to a Chris Aloyda RBI double down the left field line. For the Central Rebels this inning, it's going to be Dylan Mannion, Garrett Bowen, and Cole Murphy. Mannion going to look to set the table for the Central offense this inning and help himself out on the mound, try to get some runs. Dylan Mannion, his first time up, flying out to the right fielder. Just two hits so far on the day for the Central Rebels. They have drawn a walk. Just three base runners total. Osler set for the windup. His first pitch on the way is a fastball. Nice ground ball. Back in it at third by Aloyda. Toss across the diamond in time on a terrific play from the third baseman. Aloyda in a little bit of a groove. An RBI double and a nice back-ended play to retire a hard hit ball by Dylan Mannion for out number one. Mark that, a 5-3 putout. That's going to bring up Garrett Bowen. He's got one of the two hits. Bowen, a terrific defensive catcher. He hits from the left side of the plate. The first pitch on the way from Bosler to Bowen is a line drive. Backhanded in the hole by the shortstop, Overly. Long cross to toss the diamond. In time, gets it by a step. Terrific defense to start this inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors from both Aloyda, the third baseman, and Overly, the shortstop. And there are two outs here in the top half of inning number 5th. And this is exactly what Connor Bosler wanted. Get things started. That's two pitches and two outs. Murphy comes up. He watches a first pitch strike on a fastball. 0-1 the counts. Cole Murphy struck out his last time up. You knew he was taken all the way to avoid that three-pitch inning. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Another fastball. That time it's tapped foul. 0-2 now the count runs. Bosler entered the inning already in good shape with a pitch count. And now with how few he's thrown and the two outs in the inning, only helping his cause. The 0-2 pitch on the way is a changeup. Strike three, pulled the strings, and that will retire the side. Swung on and missed. So an easy inning for Connor Bosler and the Valley Catholic Warriors. We head to the bottom half of inning number 5 after no runs, no hits, no errors, and no men left on base. Coming up for Valley Catholic, we'll see Brennan Samples, Tristan Rollhouse, and back to the top of the order in Garrett Jaggers. You're listening to AM 800 KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Two to nothing Valley Catholic Warrior lead over the Central Rebels in the first of two semifinal matchups in the MAAA Conference Tournament. Connor Bosler throwing a gem for Valley Catholic. Had his defense help him out. A nice backhanded play by Chris Aloyda to lead off the inning and a toss across the diamond. And then a nice play, even better, you could arguably say, by the shortstop Nick Overly. Got it deep into the hole through a long cross, the long throw across the diamond to retire Garrett Bowen for the second out of the inning. And then Bosler decided he wanted to do it himself to retire the 9-hole hitter Cole Murphy. with a strikeout on three pitches. He didn't throw a single ball in that inning. Five pitches, five strikes, three outs.
Leading off for the Warriors, left fielder, number seven, Brendan Samples.
So Brendan Samples coming up to lead off the inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors with their 2-0 lead. Anything more will be a cushion for Connor Bosler as he continues to pitch well. Samples, his first time up, grounded out to the third baseman, Tanner Smith. Mannion still out there, back there for a fifth inning. He's pitched very well. First pitch on the way is a fastball popped high in the air. This one might be playable. Coming over is Bowen. He's at the fence, and he makes the catch. No. They say it hit the top of the dugout. It skimmed off the top of the dugout. Bowen tried to sell it real well. It looked like it skipped off his glove, and then he kind of caught it inside by his waistline at the bottom after dropping it, but it indeed skimmed against the dugout, against the concrete, as Coach Calvert is coming out to try to make sure that that was indeed the case. My point of view, hitters and players blocking me. I didn't get a good look at it. All I know is a good sell job by Garrett Bowen, but home plate umpire right there to check it out. He was on top of it to make sure that he saw whether or not it hit the dugout. Either way, it'll go down as a strike. And the 0-1 offering on the way to Roll House, swing and a miss. Nice job by Mannion to pull the strings on that one, starting off with a two-seamer and threw a change up there. Count will go to 0-2. Mannion set. His 0-2 pitch on the way. He's going to run that two-seamer up for a strike three, swinging. Nice pitch by Dylan Mannion. That was probably more the four-seam fastball after seeing it. As I mentioned before, Mannion likes to throw that four-seamer when he's ahead in the count 0-2, and he likes to elevate it to try to either get that pop-up or get that swing and miss on that elevation, and that's exactly what happened right there against Rollhouse. Or Brennan Samples, I should say. Rollhouse is the hitter now. Beg your pardon. Rollhouse flew out to center his last time up. Strikeout the second for Dylan Mannion tonight. 0-1 the count to Rollhouse after watching that strike. Second pitch on the way, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. So Mannion once again doing a nice job getting ahead of hitters this inning. Mannion set from the windup. He delivers. This time a fastball on the outside edge. Just misses. He wanted it. That's the first ball of the at-bat. Rollhouse playing a right field for Valley Catholic today. Right-handed hitter. From the windup, the lefty's ready. He delivers. Swung on, and that's skied into the air and out of play on the right side. Two strikes will remain. Gorgeous day outside. The wind has really died down since this game started. It was blown in heavily from left. Not anymore. Two-strike offering on the way. Breaking ball swung on and spoiled down the right field line and out of play once again. Nice shot by Rollhouse to keep the hands back. Second matchup of our evening is going to be between the Farmington Knights and the St. Genevieve Dragons. They will play the winner, or the winner of that game will play the winner of this game for the MAAA Conference Championship. Two-strike offering for Mannion this time. Slow breaking ball on the outside edge. Could not quite backdoor it. And the count will go to 2-2. Good idea, though, from Dylan Mannion.
And loser versus loser for third tomorrow. We'll join that one after Mac Baseball tomorrow afternoon, playing in their sub-regional.
Swung on a line drive right at the second baseman, Cole Murphy, who has a nice job. Full extension reach, makes the catch, and stabs that liner for out number two.
Center fielder, number nine, Garrett Jagger.
Garrett Jagger's at the dish, the leadoff hitter. He scored 1 of 2 runs for Valley Catholic. Struck out looking, and he has walked. Came around to score with that walk in the first inning. First pitch on the way. He's going to try to drag bunt, but bunts it foul down the first base line. Chad, Valley Catholic has done a pretty good job at the plate manufacturing those two runs, but Mannion has been terrific so far in his own right, really limiting, and especially with runners in scoring position. He's given up those two runs, but the damage could be much worse.
Well, I mean, this is a back-to-back state champs, the number one seed. I mean, this is a great Valley program, and I think Mannion has done a good job. At some point, you're going to have to get some run support if you're going to win. So, you know, limiting them to two now here in the fifth, I think he's done a nice job.
Absolutely, as Mannion misses with the second pitch with that at bat with a breaking ball way in the left-hander's batting box to the right-handed hitter Jaggers. This time a breaking ball skips across home plate, but he almost got Jaggers to commit. He thought about it, but did just enough to hold back. Absolutely. That's one thing Coach Calvert said in that pregame that I talked to him. And just over the course of the season, you know, he wants his pitchers and his defense to play well, give his offense an opportunity, and giving up two runs only. That's going to give your team a chance. Going against a team like, or a pitcher like Connor Bosler, though, does make things pretty difficult. Fastball misses up high this time from Mannion.
Well, and you know, two runs, too, you think about it. Anytime you get somebody on base, the tying run is at the plate. So, I mean, that's a key hold if he can keep it right here.
Mannion delivers a strike on the inside part of the plate, a nice two-seam action working against the right-handed hitter. Loves that pitch, and he does a terrific job at keeping it down at the knees. Doesn't elevate it much. Pitch on the way. Swung on. That one was elevated. Belt high. Hammered in the air to deep left field. Haney going back on the ball. He's got a beat. And makes a nice catch. Retreating on it for out number three. So no runs. No hits. No errors. And no men left on base in a 1-2-3 inning for Dylan Mannion in the bottom half of inning number five. We go to the top half of inning number six. We'll see Nick Haney, Olden Mayberry, and Drew Jaco as the top of the lineup comes up. The Valley Catholic Warriors hold a 2-0 lead over the Central Rebels. You listen to AM 800 KREI. We'll be back after the minute timeout.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
2-0 ball game. Valley Catholic leads in the top of the sixth inning. Bosler throws a breaking ball for a strike. Swing and a miss from Haney. His second pitch, fastball, that one off the plate for a ball. 1-1 the count. Connor Bosler didn't throw a ball that whole last inning. That's the first one. Bosler set, and he's ready. His 1-1 pitch on the way to Haney. Swung on, and that slap popped up into the air. Going back on the ball is Oberle, the shortstop. He's got a beat. He calls for it. Makes a nice two-handed catch just under the outfield grass out of the infield for out number one.
And indeed, that is exactly outfield grass, because it would have been infield turf. Exactly. He was just one step away.
Exactly. Connor Bosler has been terrific. Hasn't yielded a hit since the third inning, and he has retired the last six men he's faced. First pitch on the way to the right-handed hitting. Holden Mayberry is a ball. Mayberry was forced into a tough position this year. He got the call to play shortstop. It's the 1-0 pitch on the way to Mayberry. Swung on, and that's fouled off to the right side, 1-1. Mayberry wasn't the initial shortstop, but had to under certain circumstances. And Coach Calvert is really proud of the way that Mayberry has handled that position. Not only is the defensive captain for the Rebels as he watches a strike on the outside edge for a 1-2 count. Not too happy with the home plate umpire on that one. Well, that's something that Coach Calvert was really proud of, is Mayberry as the 1-2 pitch on the way. He swung on at a breaking ball, not swung on. Got ahead of myself on that one. Watches it 2-2 the count. But Mayberry is in charge of playing defensively as the captain. He helps call out the infield plays on defense. 2-2 pitch, fastball spoiled off to the right side of the field. And that's really what the primary job is of the shortstop, to be that defensive captain, to make sure everybody is in position and to do everything on the defensive side. The hitting is just a plus as he watches that one. A fastball down low, and that may have caught the catcher Wood right in the throat as that skipped in front of home plate. And you never want to see that.
Now, he doesn't – the old masks, Will, had that plastic sleeve that came down dangling off of the helmet. But the new masks are a little bit more structured lower. But when your head is not tilted down against your chest, there's just a little bit of space. And that bouncer slipped right through there. Man, that hurts. That scares you, too.
That does, absolutely. And you really get a feel for how bad that is. Holt Mayberry watched it, and you could just see his face kind of grimace. He knew it instantly. It's never good to see, of course, Connor Bosler, the pitcher. And I make sure his catcher's all right. Cole Wood, a nice battery Bosler and Wood make.
First thing you do is you're like, man, can I breathe? Because it just hurts so bad, right in the windpipe.
Absolutely. Looks like Cole Wood is all right, though.
They're going to give him a little water.
A little water, nice safety precaution. And that's kind of some of the risk you see with the turf field as well, you know, without the dirt. That ball can really, really skip in that turf. But Cole Wood looks like he's all right. Hopefully it didn't hit him square. Seems to be okay. Nice round of applause from both the Central and Valley Catholic faithful. Full count to Hold Mayberry as Mayberry checks in on the catcher as well. A good sign of sportsmanship from Central and Valley Catholic. Mayberry 0-2. comes into the game hitting 292 with on base percentage 386, though. Draws a lot of walks, 11 of them to be exact. Full count pitch on the way, breaking ball. Strike three called. Got him looking. Mayberry started trotting down the first base line. A beautiful, beautiful cutter, it looked like, from Connor Bosler right at the knees on the inside part of the plate. And that will retire Old Mayberry. Two away in this inning. Terrific pitch from Connor Bosler. That brings up Drew Jaco. He's one for two. Pitch on the way. Fastball. That skips down in the dirt or the turf for 1-0 count. Jaco singled in the first inning. Got the first base hit. Still just one of two hits for Central. 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball. That misses up high for a ball. 2-0. Velocity still looks there for Connor Bosler. Sitting pretty good on the pitch count as he's set. Now his 2-0 pitch on the way. Fastball. That's up high for a ball. Ball three. Bosler has thrown in the mid-60s in pitches, and that's a fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Count goes 3-1. Pitch from Bosler now on the way to Jaco. Misses off the edge for ball four, so a two-out walk for Drew Jaco, and he will be the first base runner since the fourth inning for Central as he's aboard with a two-out walk. In the four-hole hitter, Keenan Johnson, hoping to make Connor Bosler pay for that two-out walk and help get the Central Rebels a little bit closer. Down just 2-0 here in the top half of inning number six, but running out of outs to play with, just four. First pitch on the way to Johnson. Fastball swung on a miss. First pitch swinging. He put a healthy cut on that one. Puts it right back into the net, though, 0-1. Johnson on the night. Struck out looking his first at-bat. He walked in the fourth inning. Taking his lead out. At first base, Drew Jaco, second pitch of the at-bat. That's a breaking ball that misses off the outside edge. 1-1 the count now. Good speed on at first base on Jaco. A ball deep in the gap may get him in. First pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Swing and a miss on the third pitch of the at-bat. Count will run to 1-2, a breaking ball that time. Johnson, the four-hole hitter. Big opportunity for Central just to get that base runner on. Tough count here for Johnson, though. 1-2. He's going to have to battle. He calls time to step out of the left-hander's batter's box. He'll get back in to face the righty, Connor Bosler. Bosler has done a terrific job this season, limiting hitters to just a .244 on base, or on base opponent batting average this season. And you know that number's dropped with just the two hits so far for the Central Rebels as the catcher Cole Wood goes out, and Connor Bosler and Wood get on the same page. Out there as they meet halfway, now settling back into the catcher spot right in front of the umpire. Squatting down is Cole Wood, and Bosler comes set. He's ready. Pitch on the way. Two strikes to swing. Outside, here goes the runner to throw down to second base, and it is in time. They got the runner, Jaco, on a terrific throw from the catcher, Cole Wood. And that will retire the side. So caught stealing is Drew Jaco, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And no men left on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number six. The Valley Catholic Warriors lead the Central Rebels 2-0. You're on AM 800-KREI.
Hey, neighbor. I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now, I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Dylan Mannion heading back out to the mound for bottom half of inning number six. He's been very good for the Central Rebels. He's looking to keep the Valley Catholic lead to just two runs as he's yielded only two runs in this inning. Valley Catholic is going to send up to the dish to start off the sixth. Going to be their shortstop, Nick Oberle, to lead off the inning.
Warriors, shortstop, number 11, Nick Oberle.
Oberle 0 for 2. He flew out to center field and popped out to first base. That last inning to end the inning, it was a difficult play. Drew Jaco was trying to steal. Looked like almost it was a designed pitch out. Bosler and Wood went and met halfway before that pitch, and then it was a high and away fastball pitched down. First pitch on the way for Mannion. Drag bunt attempt, but bunting through the ball is Nick Oberle for strike one. Looked like that may have been something that Bosler and Wood recognized, either from a sign or maybe a tell from the runner, Jaco. And they had him dead to rights. That throw was up the bag as the 1-0 pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball for a strike. 1-1 the count. As that throw was closer to the first base side of the second base bag, but they still got him just in time. Jaco, good runner. 1-1 pitch on the way from Mannion. Swing and a miss. That is a strike three into the glove on the foul tip of Garrett Bowen. Oberle tried to sell it, hustled to first. But not the case. That'll bring up Connor Bosler. Nice strikeout from Mannion, especially with that first pitch strike to get ahead and then the at-bat. Mannion has done a nice job of that as of late. Connor Bosler at the dish, 1-for-2. He singled, grounded to third his last time up, and he swings and misses on a breaking ball in the dirt. 0-1 the count. Nice job from Mannion. He's been terrific so far, Chad. I really mixing up his pitches to start the at-bats.
Yeah, I mean, when you say mixing it up, that's speeds, locations, and even pitch selection.
Absolutely. It's a curveball that time. Just misses on the outside edge. 1-1 the count. Left-hander ready. And his 1-1 on the way to his opposing pitcher. Bosler is a fastball at the knees for a strike. Fast, slow, fast on that one.
And a couple times slower.
Yeah.
Which is also good.
Varying speeds on that curve. Two-strike pitch on the way. Curveball in the dirt. Good eye from Bosler to lay off.
That was enticing. He really wanted to swing at that, but very good discipline not to.
Absolutely. Mannion ready. From the windup now. The two-strike pitch on the way. Fastball runs on the inside corner. Strike three. Got him looking. Terrific run on that two-seam fastball from Dylan Mannion. Gets Bosler frozen for strike three, and that is another strikeout looking for Mr. Dylan Mannion. Two of his five Ks have come in the form of strikeout looking so far. That's going to bring up Cole Wood. Cole Wood, an RBI single his last time up at the dish. Or RBI scored a run, I should say. Did not have an RBI. He scored on the Chris Lloyd at double. Mannion's fastball, that's skied high into the air. But that's going to get out of play up near the lamp post or light post on the right side. 0-1. Lloyd came around and scored after a walk. Mannion set. And the pitch on the way. Did he go around on an upstairs fastball? Appeal to the first base umpire. He did not. He held up. That'll move the count to 1-1. Dylan Mannion, two outs already in the inning. Strikeouts on Oberle and Bosler. 1-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, that's in the dirt. Nice block from the catcher, Bowen, even though with nobody on. Good athleticism. Count runs to 2-1 now. Colwood, an RBI and a run scored. Of course, he had the RBI ground out in the first. Quarter run his last time up. 2-0 Valley Catholic lead. 2-1 pitch on the way from Mannion. Fastball, that's popped up into the air on the right side. It's going to be foul, might be playable, but instead it's going to get over the fence. No play for the right fielder, Bland, who gave it a good chase. Two strikes now, 2-2 the count. And Mr. Mannion, a strikeout away from striking out the side. Mannion had just two strikeouts entering the fifth. Had one strikeout in the fifth. He's got two in the sixth. And the 2-2 pitch on the way is a breaking ball tapped down to the third baseman. Nice job by Smith. He has to wait on it. Strong throw across the diamond in time to get the hustling Cole Wood. And that will retire the side. 1-2-3. It's going to be the last chance for the Central Rebels. Connor Bosler heads back out for the shutout. And opposing him is going to be Keenan Johnson.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Last chance for the Central Rebels. Connor Bosler heads out for the top of the seventh inning. He is going for the complete game shutout against the Central Rebels team, a nifty, a bunch, scrappy team. And it's going to be opposing him. It's going to be Tanner Smith. The third baseman is going to be the leadoff hitter in this inning. He's going to represent the last chance for a leadoff hitter to get on base. It's 5, 6, and 7 to follow. Chase Bland, Dylan Mannion. Garrett Bowen will hit cleanup if they make it that far. Cole Murphy will hit fifth as well. Leadoff runner would be crucial here. Bosler has been absolutely electric in this one so far, just giving up 2 hits in the game, and he has struck out 6 hitters for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Bosler on the season. This would not be his first complete game, no doubt about that. He's had 3 already so far. He has an 8-0 record, looking to remain perfect, go to 9-0 with his 4th complete game. ERA ERA was just 2.52, and it is indeed Keenan Johnson. He's going to lead off the inning. Walked. Keenan Johnson got caught, or beg your pardon, Drujaco got caught stealing during Keenan Johnson's at-bat his last time up. Bosler with a 2.52 ERA entering play. Swing and a miss. Keenan Johnson, after he watched a first-pitch ball off the black, 1-1 the count. Bosler, the 1-1 on the way to Johnson. Breaking ball, that misses off the plate, 2-1. Favorable count now for Johnson to lead off this inning. Bosler working quickly from the windup, 2-1 to the left-handed hitting Johnson. That's a fastball, misses outside. 3-1 now the count. And there's a ball away from getting that leadoff base runner on. He already has a walk so far in this one. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Pulled the strings on him. A changeup when 3-1. Ball was in the dirt. Would have been ball four had he been able to hold up, but he could not. Now the count runs full. Keenan Johnson struck out looking his first time, walked his last time, and this time on the full count pitch, misses up high, and Keenan Johnson with a good at-bat, clap of the hands as he'll go to first base, and I think they're probably going to pinch run for the big fella at first. Calvert looks like he's going to come out, talk to the home plate umpire, and that's indeed what they are going to do. Keenan Johnson, terrific at-bat, works a full count, draws a walk, his second walk of the afternoon, and coming in to pitch run is Luke Manin. So Luke Manin is at first base, pinch running for Keenan Johnson. Courtesy runner. That's going to bring up Tanner Smith. Tanner Smith, 0-2, flied out to center his first time up, struck out his last time up. Central with a little bit of life here in the top half of inning number 7. They're down to the last three outs. First pitch on the way to Smith. Small on at a ground ball. Taylor made double play. Oh, but bobbled it. Gets it just in time. Still tosses across to first. 6-4-3. Right it up. That's a double play. Two outs in the inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Ground ball overly bobbled it. Dropped it. But once again, that turf provided a nice bounce into his hands. Toss it to the second baseman, Blum, who still had plenty of time to toss it to first to Meyer for the 6-4-3 double play. And any threat of a rally quickly erased. That's going to bring up Bland. Last hope, watches a breaking ball down and away for a ball. 2-0 Valley Catholic Warriors lead. 6-4-3 double play, erase the leadoff hit, leadoff base runner. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss on a curveball. Bosler likes to work quickly. 1-1 already the count. Not wasting any time, wants to get this complete game shutout done. 1-1 pitch on the way to Bland. Breaking ball, that misses up high for a ball. Count runs to 2-1. Bosler has been lights out so far. Nice defensive help behind him. Pitch on the way. That's a fastball. Misses way into the left-hander's batter's box. Count runs to 3-1. Velocity still there, but a little bit off of his location is Bosler so far in this inning.
I think you can kind of see that finish line, you know, and he's getting eager. He's like, man, I can close this thing out.
3-1 pitch on the way to Bland. Fastball misses down low for ball four. So Central provides a little bit more life as Bosler skips that ball off the turf with one hand and catches it in his glove with the other to show a little sign of frustration. That's going to bring up Dylan Mannion. He can help himself out with a base hit here and try to extend it. On first is Bland. Two outs in the inning. Last out. Fly ball to right field. This should do it. Shallow coming in on the ball is Rollhouse. He's there to make the catch. And the Valley Catholic Warriors will once again be in the MAAA Conference Championship game as they increase their conference winning streak to 82 games against the Central Rebels with a 2-0 win in a complete game shutout, yielding just two hits. Connor Bosler will be back for more on AM 800 at KREI.
Boyer Lumber, service and quality.
Boyer Lumber,
the way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber,
we know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber,
we have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber,
and help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Serenity Hospice Care staff members Amy, Rob, and Diane share their passion for the patients and families they serve.
As a chaplain, a lot of times people think that I'm a preacher, but I'm not. I'm there to walk alongside of them.
I think that's what's so rewarding about my job is that they're going to be so much more than just a patient to me. They're going to become my friend.
Serenity Hospice Care has been the community leader for physical, emotional, and spiritual support at the end of life for 25 years.
We offer them assurance that they're not alone, that they have the team there to walk with them through this difficult time. They open their hearts to us and we learn from them. It's been 18 years and I can't imagine doing anything else.
What I want my patients to know and their families to know is that they can trust me. They can trust Serenity Hospice Care.
Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when it matters most.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Behind a Connor Bosler complete game shutout, the Valley Catholic Warriors march on to the MAAA Conference Champion, and they're the first team into the Conference Championship, as the second matchup is soon to follow between the Farmington Knights and St. Genevieve Dragons, who are getting set to take the field. Connor Bosler was absolutely terrific. He is indeed our Unico Bank Player of the Game. Game also brought to you by Walmart Supercenter in Farmington, Williams Transmission Service in Park Hills, Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve, and Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington. Chad, I don't really know what else to say about Connor Bosler. He was just absolutely lights out and terrific. Seven innings, two hits, walked four, had six strikeouts, and Central didn't have a hit until after the fourth inning. He was lights out.
And one of the keys, Will, is he had to be, because Mannion on the other side was terrific. I mean, not many teams hold Valley to just two runs.
Absolutely. Dylan Mannion was great. Absolutely terrific on the hill. Mannion, the left-hander, crafty, and that was really a cool thing to watch here if you were in attendance or hopefully had the opportunity to listen on the radio, was seeing and hearing about Dylan Mannion and Connor Bosler's contrast in styles, but both were very, very effective. Dylan Mannion had a complete game himself, gave up just those two earned runs, and he really didn't give up many hits at all. He only gave up four hits in the game as well. Just the one thing that really killed Mannion was that leadoff walk in the first inning,
because that's what eventually came around to score. You're right.
Absolutely. That came around, and then, of course, Cole Wood had a base hit in the fourth inning, and that gave him a run as well on a leadoff single. So minus those two things, it was a terrific performance by Dylan Mannion. Really hard to fault the young man, and he is just a sophomore. And very impressive to see just a sophomore. He knows how to pitch, and the impressive part is he was mixing spots, mixing locations, and mixing speeds as well. He'd start you off with a breaking ball, then he'd come back with that two-seam fastball that was so effective on the inside part of the plate. Doesn't throw hard, but he still registered quite a few strikeouts, particularly at the end of the game. He came into that fifth inning. Before the fifth, he had just two strikeouts, and then he struck out with three of the last five outs that he got. And so he ended up the day with five strikeouts, but you have to go back to Connor Bosler. Bosler was absolutely lights out for Valley Catholic, and the Warriors got their run on that leadoff walk in the very first inning by Garrett Jaggers in the beginning of the game. He scored on an RBI groundout by Cole Wood. Almost had a second run when Connor Bosler stole third with two outs, and then he tried to get that steal of home on a little bit of a wild pitch that just got away at the catcher Bowen, but Bowen with a tremendous athletic play to tag the diving Bosler out on the inside part of home plate. And the second run came, of course, after Cole Wood had that single, and then it was Chris Loida who came up with a big, big RBI double down the left field line, and that was really the only true scorching ball hit off of Dylan Mannion. So a terrific ball game. If you like pitching matchups, that's exactly what we saw today. I'm a huge fan. Always fun to watch the pitchers hone their crafts. We look forward to hearing to the winning coach, Coach Nathan Gegg, and also from Ronnie Calvert of the Central Rebels as well at some point in this broadcast. We're going to step aside once again for a short timeout here on AM 800 at KREI. We'll try to get both coaches when we come back.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss, especially this week, Mother's Day week. Like this Saturday, May 7th from 10 to 2, it's our Red Cross Bleed Blue Blood Drive. That's right, go Blues, give blood, and most importantly, bleed blue.
It's all for a great cause. You can register online at SirDykeHarley.com this Saturday from 10 to 2. Plus, we've got gifts that mom will love, like ladies' jeans, shirts, jewelry, watches, footwear, helmets, and leather jackets, all at 20% off and more. At SirDykeHarley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SirDykeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from SirDykeHarley, Highway 67 south of Festus.
Hi, I'm Crystal Hamby. Someone recently asked me why I was attending Mineral Area College. Well, by studying pre-law, I'm planting the seeds so my kids will create a better lifestyle for my grandkids. It starts with me. At MAC, they care about you. They want you to succeed. They'll help you succeed, but you have to take the first step. Come to class with me this summer starting June 6th. Check out mineralarea.edu. Call or come by. Make Mineral Area College your next step.
The crack of a bat. It signals local baseball in Missouri's Parkland. Keep up with the excitement on the Voice of the Parkland. AM 800 KREI. Farmington, Fredericktown, the Arcadia Valley.
Back on AM 800 KREI, where the Valley Catholic Warriors came away with a 2-0 win over the Central Rebels here in this one. The Warriors with their 81st or 82nd, I believe, consecutive MAAA conference win and another championship appearance in the tournament as well. As we're waiting to hear from one of the coaches, and we got our coach right now, Coach Bosler, over here ready to help us out. And Coach, just an absolute lights-out performance from Connor Bosler today on the mound. Two hits, a complete game shutout, struck out six.
Yeah, Connor was just, he was on his game today, had his cutter working. It's the best I've seen his cutter all year long. And, you know, we're gonna tip our hat to the Mandy kid. He threw really, really well, too. You know, that kid doesn't throw hard, but that kid can pitch. And it was a pitcher's duel, and Connor came out on top, won the battle. He threw extremely well today.
Absolutely, and to go to the Mannion kid, when you face a guy like that who doesn't particularly throw well, but he does a nice job at mixing speeds, what do you tell your hitters up there to try to counter that?
Well, you know, they got to go to the – we told them before the game, you got to go to the plate on a kid like that that's not going to throw that hard. And you've got to have an approach of middle, looking to go to right field, right center field, and up the middle. So we were telling him, you know, we noticed early on he wasn't coming inside a whole lot. He was living on the outer half. So we told our kids to scoot up on the plate and crowd the plate and look for that pitch, you know, middle to outer half and take it the opposite field. So, you know, we did it a couple of times. But, you know, the kid really has, again, nothing overpowering, but he does know how to pitch.
Absolutely. And, Coach, one thing I noticed, though, that really helped you guys get another W was your ability on the base pass. You get a leadoff walk in the first inning from Jagers. He steals a base. And then a little bit of, you know, fly out. And then you had another base hit by Connor Bosler. And then the RBI by Cole Wood doing his job at the plate, put in the middle infield. And you almost had another run with Bosler on that steal home. But just kind of speak on the ability of your base runners and how that helps you guys get runs in games where you might not be particularly hitting the ball that well.
Yeah, you know, and we're not, with the last couple of weeks, we haven't hit the ball extremely well. So we've got to win right now until our offense comes alive with pitching, defense, and like you said, base running. These kids have played a lot of baseball from, you know, little on, and they know the game. They're smart. They're intelligent. And we're fortunate this year. We've got some pretty good speed up and down our lineup. So, you know, we're going to take advantage of that every chance that we get. We did that today, and then, you know, it helped us get our two runs.
Absolutely. And, of course, a big hit from Chris Lloyd as well, that double down the left field line. The only extra base hit, really, of the ball game, just absolutely scorched into left field. Got that RBI. How big was that to just kind of give Bosler a little bit more breathing room? You know, he didn't necessarily need it as it turned out, but just that comfortability to know that you have a run to kind of deal
yeah,
with.
That, you know, that hit by Chris was just huge. You know, you're a one-run game. I mean, anything can happen, and you're right, an extra run. I'm still not real comfortable. But, you know, a two-run lead, the way Connor threw today, I knew it was going to take, you know, three or four solid hits on their part. And to be able to score a couple of runs, and they weren't able to do that. But that hit by Chris was huge. You know, he was heading the count. I think the count was 3-1 or 3-2 at the time, and he was sitting on that pitch. And got it a little bit inside and hit it down the left field line. That was huge for us.
Back to Bosler and his performance on the mound. You mentioned how effective that cutter is. But I also noticed that he pulled the strings with a changeup a good amount of times, and that proved to be really effective, and that just made that cutter that much more effective.
What makes Connor so good is Connor's got four pitches he can throw, and he can throw all four of them for strikes. And if you notice, a lot of breaking stuff, even on a 3-2 count, he's not afraid to throw it. You know, and most of these guys at the high school level, 3-2, you know what they're looking for. They're looking for a fastball. And Connor won't give in. He's just a great athlete. I don't care what sport he plays, he's going to compete, and you're going to have to beat him at his game, and his game is keeping you off balance. You know, he's got the fastball, two-seam, four-seam, curveball, changeup, and that splitter. So he's got, you know, four or five pitches that he can throw, and he's not afraid to throw them at any time of the game or the count or whatever it might be. But today he was lights out today.
Coach, going forward, you guys will play the winner of the St. Genevieve Dragons and the Farmington Knights. Just what can you tell me about both of these clubs and what they can kind of do to maybe make it life difficult for you guys in the championship?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about Farmington, to be honest with you. You know, playing in a small schools conference, but we have played St. Gen. Of course, you know, I see these kids during the summer also, and I can tell you about St. Gen. They are going to, when you play them, you're going to be in a battle with them. They're going to battle. Coach McDaniel does a good job. They've got, you know, three really very talented freshmen that start for them. And I'll be honest with you, I've been very, very impressed with those three young freshmen, how they've contributed. The Morgenthaler kid is now hitting leadoff. They were able to drop Wyatt Lomondere down to the three hole, which he probably needed to be at this year. And Brady Boyer does a great job for him, and the staffing kid at second base. I really like the staffing kid. He reminds me a lot of our own Nick Oberle. He's a ball player. He's a gamer. He's going to battle you at the plate. He's going to play great defense, and he's got, you know, pretty decent speed. So, of course, and then you got Wyatt, and you got Drew Toombs that do a really good job. So I could tell you all day long about St. Jim, but I can't tell you a lot about Farmington.
Coach Bosler, thanks very much for your time. Congratulations on yet another MAAA victory and another berth in the tournament championship. We look forward to seeing you out here tomorrow. Congrats once again, and thanks for joining
us. Appreciate it, and thanks for the coverage.
Coach Bosler joining us on a regional radio of the Valley Catholic Warriors. They come away victorious 2-0. When we come back, we'll try to hear from Central head coach Ronnie Calvridge here on AM 800 KREI.
Walmart Supercenter in Farmington is the place to go for the best prices on all your seasonal items. You'll find a large selection of items for your vacation to that fabulous wedding, to decorating for special occasions. The friendly staff at Walmart Supercenter in Farmington, they're ready to help you find whatever you need when you need them. Walmart Supercenter in Farmington, your all-occasion connection. That's Walmart Supercenter in Farmington. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Back on AM 800 KREI, where the first semifinal matchup is done in a beautiful pitching battle between the Valley Catholic Warriors and Central Rebels. A 2-0 victory for the Warriors. This game brought to you by Broad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton, Fleeks Equipment in Farmington, and Crown Collision in Farmington, as well as New Era Bank. Joining us now on AM 800 KREI and regional radio, Coach Calvert of the Central Rebels. And Coach, if you like pitching, today was the type of game where it was just a thrilling matchup, especially with the two contrasts in style. With Dylan Mannion, you talked about how his best outing came before. I have to imagine this probably tops this.
Yeah, this was his best one of the year, I think. He was very sharp early in the year against Lutheran South, but he was very good today. I thought he had three pitches working for him, and he could throw them at any time in the count, and that's what made him effective. And he definitely gave us a chance to win the baseball game, and we were just on the offensive side, struggled a little bit, especially when we got runners on, getting them over. We didn't get a bunt down early, and then didn't get a hit when we had a couple guys in scoring position. And kind of that's one of those games where you're not going to get five and six opportunities, and when you get an opportunity, the good teams take advantage of them.
What types of things was Connor Bosler doing on the mound that made him so difficult today?
Well, for one, his velocity is pretty good. You know, I think he's, in my opinion, an 83 to 86 guy. He had three pitches. I thought his off-speed was fantastic today. And the difference was, for me, what I noticed was that in 3-1 counts and 2-0 counts, our hitters were geared up for fastballs, and he would throw a curveball or a changeup, and having that kind of confidence on the mound, that says a lot about him and a lot about his stuff. It's good enough that he can throw it when he's behind in the count, and I just thought he was very good today.
For the most part, you know, we talked prior to the game and earlier this week, and a big emphasis was limiting Valley Catholic on the base pass. And for the most part, you guys did a decent job at that. But that leadoff walk to start the game and then that stolen base. But I thought that run saving in that very first inning when Bosler tries to steal, I thought that was a terrifically done athletic play by Bowen. But just what were your thoughts on overall coming into the game? You had your plan to limit them on the base pass. How would you assess how your team did with that?
I thought we did just fine. I really did. I'm walking away from this game not hanging my head. I'm proud of the way our kids played that game. I really am. I'm not just saying that. I really am proud of the way we played. We played a team that physically is just probably better than us, and we competed and had an opportunity to win 3 or 4 different times, you know, to score a couple runs. So, if you know, like I said, if our runners are in scoring position a couple times early in that game, if we get a couple hits, you know, it's a completely different ball game. So I'm walking away proud of the way we played today.
Back to the performance of Mannion, I was thoroughly impressed coming out, especially from a guy who doesn't throw particularly hard. His confidence with the breaking balls on the outside part of the plate, I noticed he really lived out there. And then that two-seamer, what really stood out to me was he wasn't afraid to throw that inside on the right-handed hitters and to really challenge them. I think he got a couple guys looking on that two-seamer inside. Can just kind of go back to how he approaches that and deals with the inside outside.
He's got to pick and choose his times that he uses the inner half of the plate, but for him to be really effective, especially against a good ball club, he's got to utilize the inside part of the plate. Those hitters really start leaning over, and I think when his game against North County earlier in the year, he really tried to live on the outside and didn't use the inside part of the plate enough, and hitters were able to just kind of dive out over the plate and hit everything to right field against him. So today I thought he was very good early in the count, late in the count. He would just throw one in there just to let them know that he has it, and he will throw it in there just to keep hitters honest. And I know baseball people hear that you have to use the inside part of the plate and they don't really know how to. I thought Dylan did a great job of doing it just sparingly enough to keep hitters honest, and that's part of what made him really competitive today.
Coach, overall, you guys played a very, very solid baseball game today, kind of continued the pattern of the solid baseball you guys have been playing. Going forward, you'll have a game in the third place tomorrow against the loser of the Farmington and St. Genevieve team. Just what do you know a little bit about those two?
I know a little bit about both. We played both of them on the year. We beat St. Gen and we lost to Farmington. I think Farmington's playing pretty good baseball right now. I really do. I think compared to early in the year to where they're at now, I think they're much, much improved from the beginning of the year. St. Gen is scrappy from top to bottom. But no matter what happens, either way, we're looking forward to tomorrow, and I'm ready to come out and continue to play good baseball, win, lose, or draw.
Coach Calvert, thanks very much for your time joining us. Best of luck tomorrow. And once again, as always, a pleasure talking.
All right, thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
Coach Calvert joining us on AM 800 KREI. That's going to wrap up our post-game coverage of the first semifinal action. When we come back, we'll do the final thoughts, and we'll start to turn our pages towards the Farmington Knights and St. Genevieve Dragons, as the winner of this game will have the daunting task of taking on the Valley Catholic Warriors in the MAAA Conference Championship. We'll return after a short time out here on AM 800 KREI.
Is your transmission not shifting smoothly and quietly, or do you have a persistent red oil leak that is coming from your vehicle? Give Williams Transmission Service in Park Hills a call at 431-6570. Let a business with 30-plus years experience get your transmission in tip-top shape. Williams Transmission Service in Park Hills is your place to go for your transmission needs. Call them, 431-6570, or stop by Monday through Friday from 9 until 3 at 1109 East Main Street.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The first half of our doubleheader tonight of the MAAA Conference semifinal matchup has concluded with the Valley Catholic Warriors topping the Central Rebels in a matchup of outstanding pitchers' duels between Dylan Mannion and the victorious Connor Bosler with a two-hit shutout. And now we turn the page and look forward to the second half. It's the Valley or the St. Genevieve Dragons versus the Farmington Knights. Chad Speaker has the preview for you. I'm Will Cheshire.
All right, so first half of the books. Thank you, Will, and I'll take the baton from Will. And a beautiful day for baseball, beautiful yard right here. It's going to cool down a little bit as the ballpark sits just behind a hill right to the west. So it'll cool down just a little bit, but it'll be a nice night for baseball nonetheless. And I'll have the call for our second ball game. It'll be a true rematch. And what I mean by that is that Farmington and St. Genevieve have played before. They've played on this field, and we'll have the exact same two pitchers that we had the last time as well. It was a 4-3.